Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, September 30th goes to four North Carolina men named Lawrence Lee, Troy McDaniel, Christopher Clemente, and Brian Martin. Now, these guys were all locked up in an Ohio jail. No, they're not North Carolina men. I guess they're from Ohio. I'm bugging. Yes, but yeah, they were all locked up in an Ohio jail, and they escaped from that jail Sunday morning after overpowering two female guards with a homemade knife. I don't know why they let the police officers in this jail have weapons that aren't as strong as homemade knives, but whatever. Now, why did these guys escape jail? If you are escaping jail, then you must be facing life sentences or the death penalty, right? To take that kind of chance, that kind of risk, to add more charges to your docket, to face more jail time for attempting to escape, then you must be charged for crimes that are going to put you under the jail forever, right? Wrong. Okay, Lee was being held on a charge of identity fraud, Clemente on a charge of aiding and abetting another in committing a crime, and Martin on charges of failure to appear and escape. It's unclear what McDaniel was being held on. Now, let's break this down. Ohio identity theft law characterizes the crime as a felony punishable by 1 to 11 years in prison. Nothing not doable. Third-degree felony, 9 months, 10 years in prison, and a $10,000 fine for fraud resulting in $7,500 to $150,000 in losses. Aiding and abetting a charge of accessory after the fact is punishable as follows, up to a $5,000 fine and are up to 1 year in jail if you are convicted of a misdemeanor. Up to 3 years in jail if you are convicted of a felony for failure to appear in court. The penalty is a fine of up to $10,000 and 3 years in county jail. Failure to appear may also be considered contempt of court, which, similar to a criminal conviction, can result in both fines and jail time. None of these consequences for said crime sound escape from jail worthy. All right. In fact, assaulting a police officer with a homemade knife and escaping from jail will probably land you more time than any of those crimes you committed. But no need for anyone to worry because they have already been caught. Let's go to WRC NBC4 for the report to hear what happened.
Police took three of the suspects into custody at a hotel outside of Raleigh. Around 2 this morning, investigators found the fugitives in the parking lot, and three there surrendered peacefully. Now, the suspects who escaped are 30-year-old Troy McDaniel Jr., 40-year-old Bryn Martin, 24-year-old Christopher Clemente, and 29-year-old Lawrence Lee III. We know that Lee is still on the run this morning. We're working to confirm all of the people who have been apprehended. Now, the sheriff's office says the four inmates all escaped Sunday morning from the Gallia County Jail, and they likely had help from at least one person on the outside. Now, the men overpowered two female corrections officers with a homemade weapon. They then stole one of the officers' car keys and drove it about a block where another car was waiting for them. Now, this isn't the first time several of the inmates have escaped. The sheriff says that the jail cells there don't lock to make more room for inmates. He also acknowledges that it desperately needs some improvements. Now, the U.S. Marshal's office is offering $2,500 per inmate for information leading to the arrest, and we still know that Lawrence Lee III is still on the run this morning.
So you concoct this whole plan to escape from jail only to get caught in a Red Roof Inn in North Carolina. Not to mention, only one of y'all had the bright idea to separate from the pack. First thing you should do in situations like this is split up. But no, you three wanted to go to the Red Roof Inn in North Carolina with each other to have big fun. Now, if there were no women with y'all in this Red Roof Inn, whatever you were doing in that hotel, you could have been doing in jail. Okay, I've stayed at a Red Roof Inn before. I've also been to jail. Not much difference, other than the whole freedom thing. All right, the moral of this story is Law 29 and the 48 Laws of Power. Plan all the way to the end. The ending is everything. Plan all the way to it, taking into account all the possible consequences, obstacles, and twists of fortune. By planning to the end, you will not be overwhelmed by circumstances, and you will know when to stop. These four guys who escaped from this jail in Ohio should have stopped at, hey, bro, let's plan a way to escape this joint. Please give Lawrence Lee, Troy McDaniel, Christopher Clemente, and Brian Martin the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. By the Law Office office of Michael S. Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial pound 250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's pound 250 from your cell and say the bull.